We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Rich Skroski. Good morning, Coach Skroski.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing just fine. A difficult opener for you guys, a game you're tied at the half, and then fall 31-3 to Gardner-Webb on Saturday. Give me your impressions on that game.
Yeah, really disappointing. 31-6, we were able to, you know, get another field goal in there. But, you know, we played a inconsistent first half, but certainly we were able to kick a field goal with basically no time left in the half. We put together a nice two-minute drive, went into halftime 3-3, and then I think a credit to Gardner-Webb, they were able to put together a 65-yard drive to open the second half, and then our response to it wasn't great. I talked to the team and to the people afterwards that, you know, we kind of lost our composure a little bit. I thought, you know, as adversity struck, which we know it strikes in every game regardless of who you're playing or, you know, you're up or down, and our ability to respond to that. So it probably spoke a little bit to our maturity, you know, and then our inability to, you know, we knew going in we had to stop the quarterback, the Maxwell kid, and, you know, we were able to do that the previous season. But, you know, this past Saturday, he ran for right around 180, mostly option-style runs, and our ability to, you know, play well on the perimeter really was what led to it. And then our inconsistency on the offensive side, you know, were really the biggest drawbacks in the second half.
We got a media question for you in queue, if you'll get that for us, Erica.
Yes, your question is from Alex Simon from Network.
Hey, Coach Skroski, two quick questions for you. First, did you guys get any status report on Connor Christensen?
No, you know, sore yesterday, at the doctor, probably literally as we're speaking. So I don't have any other updates than, you know, the shoulder, you know, was injured. He was sore yesterday, though, for sure.
And then about Khalil Moore, obviously, you know, there's been some injuries
Khalil,
that
yep.
give him the opportunity to start. To see him make the interception like that in a first college start, and you mentioned maturity about him, Demi, what does that tell you as a coach watching him do that in his first game?
We were right. I think, you know, Khalil, good program, competitive kid. Dad played college football and then had a stint as a pro player. And Khalil's just one of those kids, like several young guys we have. There's no hesitancy about it. You know, we have some talented freshmen in this class again, but, you know, where are they at from an athletic maturity standpoint and being able to handle the competition and the grind that camp is? And Khalil never batted an eye. Every scrimmage we had in our preseason camp, he showed up, you know, whether it was in tackling or interception. So not surprised, and certainly one of those guys where the moment wasn't too big, and it was a huge turnover, got us to 10-6, you know, us able to get another score on the board. So we're looking forward to it, and, you know, it helps our depth, you know, with having Greg Liggs out for a while. Tariq Lane's still, you know, going to be out this week. I can say that. I'm saying probably. But, you know, chances are he won't be available this week. So Khalil will get his second start, and, you know, hopefully he'll improve each and every week.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Alex.
Rich, you talked about on the defensive side of the ball, kind of the defense having some issues there in the second half. As you've gone back and look at the film, because as you mentioned, you're right in the game. What happened during that last 15 to 20 minute stretch?
Well, I think it was a combination of a couple things. I'd say on the interior, we weren't able to, what we did in the first half, we were able to get Gardner-Webb on some negative plays. I think we had three negative plays that we tallied in that first half in the run game. Weren't able to apply that same amount of penetration to kind of, you know, create a little bit of havoc, miss up the timing on the option stuff. And then when the ball got on the perimeter, we weren't able to defend our blocks well. I mean, that was really evident. We just didn't get off our blocks on the perimeter, or we got cut. Our assignments, for the most part, we were okay. You know, I thought going into the game, you're playing an option team, you need to be assignment sound. You know, when we came back and watched the tape, with one exception, It was really just our ability to get off blocks. So in a good way, it's you know, it comes back to fundamentals, and they blocked us better than we call it block destruction. They blocked us better than we got off blocks and played with our hands, and we got cut several times in the secondary and at the linebacker position. So, you know, we'll address it. We had a correction period yesterday, and, you know, I think the kids saw it on film, and, you know, hopefully we'll see a upsurge from week one to week two as we go into Charlotte.
Offensively, you mentioned the injury to Connor, but Daniel Thompson comes on in the second half, 10 to 16 throwing the ball, and he certainly got some experience a year ago. Give me your impression of how he looked on film in the second half and your confidence if you're going to need to go to him this week.
Absolutely. You know, and that's one of those nice things. You know, I said it last week on the call, and I'll continue to say it. You know, whenever, you know, Daniel gets in the game, you don't really blink. He played a lot of football for us last year. He had a really good preseason. I think he's improved himself physically. His body has changed a little bit. He weighs about the same, but his body has changed. He's a much stronger player, so I think he's able to get a little bit more velocity on the ball. And he had three series, you know, when he went in for Connor, and he had no three and outs. You know, he wishes he had one interception, wishes he had that back, because it was basically a throw that he completed probably four or five plays earlier that picked up about, you know, 25-plus yards. So he'll learn by that. Daniel's an astute kid. He knows the offense well. So if we have to go, you know, with Daniel, and again, time will tell, you know, when we get the report back from Connor, you really don't hesitate. You know, it might affect practice time. It's really going to be, you know, where are we Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, leading into Saturday with Charlotte.
Got another media question for you in queue, if you'll get that, Erica.
Yes, your question is from Bill Kaiser from Observer.
Yeah, good morning, Coach.
Hey, Bill.
Your impressions of the 49ers, and did you happen to watch their game Thursday or have seen the tape from Thursday's game?
Yeah, I've seen it quite a bit. It's one thing when you're in game two. So we're using, you know, a lot of their late games last year, and then obviously the Louisville game from this past Thursday. So I've seen it multiple times. I give Brad a lot of credit. Obviously, Louisville is a very talented team. But the one thing I saw on both sides of the ball, Brad, I think going in, thought I'm going to play a lot of players regardless of what the scoreboard said, and I think he accomplished that. And then the second thing, he stuck to the game plan. You know, on offense, even though the score dictated otherwise as it got away pretty quick, you know, he stayed with his plan. So I think it was as much, you know, let's evaluate our run game. The two young backs are both very impressive kids. You know, the kid out of Butler and the kid out of Gastonia, Washington. You know, and then you know what Phillips can do. You know, he's a Conference USA, you know, recognized guy. And then Olsen, the quarterback, he's got great arm talent. There's no question about that. And we know his story. And, you know, this being, you know, he knows this is probably his last stop. I think he's got very good arm talent. And I think for, again, the way the game went, he showed a good amount of poise. You know, the Duke kid in the slot. So, I, you know, again, the score is what it is, but, you know, I don't think you can underestimate the talent that Louisville had. And then on defense, I think the quarterback, he's going to give a lot of people headaches. I don't think just Charlotte. So, again, I think Brad played a lot of guys on defense and a couple new faces for him on defense. And I think, you know, this is going to be a great challenge for us as we play a, you know, Conference USA squad.
In a way, with them coming off of a game like that, do you almost get the sense there might be a chip on their shoulder trying to show people that's not who we are?
Yeah, I think we're probably both in a very similar. You know, we lost a tough loss, I think, to Gardner-Webb, and certainly, you know, they lost to an opponent, you know, that's a top 20 team for sure. So I think we probably both learned a lot about our squads coming out of week one, and that's the crazy thing about college football. Until you play that first game, you're not sure. So I think he probably learned a lot about his guys, and I know we learned a lot about ours, and, you know, we know the things that we need to address. So I think Brad, knowing him how I do, he's going to take care of his guys in-house, and we're going to do the same here and, you know, be the best prepared as we can on Saturday night.
Good deal. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Rich, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck Saturday against Charlotte, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.